Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes. People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-SHOW, 855-732-5563. As I always say, get engaged, get involved, right? Know what's going on, have a clue, and then, I mean, truly engage. Okay, I really want you involved in the conversation. You know, because you can make a difference. You don't have to get in people's faces. It's not what I'm talking about. Okay? But you do have to get involved. And I so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us here. On the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being, you know, part of the conversation, part of the solution, right? Again, if you're well informed, God, even somewhat informed, you can make a difference. If you've been watching TV at all, I mean at all, you watch what some of these people are saying. If you're somewhat informed, you can see some of the garbage that they're spewing. But it gets other people all ginned up, all worked up. Right? Gets them all excited about whatever the situation is. It doesn't really much matter. So get informed, then engage, and help people understand what's going on around them. Really. Seriously. Okay, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I mean, there's so much happening I want to get to. Joe Biden was at it again today. Although, is he ever not at it? He claims that he used to drive. I mean, all right, maybe he's not lying. Maybe he truly believes what he's saying. Maybe he's envisioned these things in his head, and it's real to him. But it's still craziness. And his handlers have got to get a hold of him and say, look, knock it off. He was in Tampa today. Check this out. Let's see if you can still hear this.
Besides, I used to drive an 18-wheeler. You know what I did? That's exactly right.
Huh. Wait a minute. What?
Besides, I used to drive an 18-wheeler. You know what I did? That's exactly right.
Unreal. You know, he's again, why does he say that? Is he pandering? Does he really believe in his head? Because this is scary. He traveled to Tampa to participate in a campaign event after wrapping up a speech at Hillsborough Community College. He headed over to a campaign office in Tampa. He told several lies to the campaign volunteers. You know, I love how CNN is out there talking about how it doesn't matter what Trump says because all he does is lie. And I find it's interesting because Joey B just openly lies on a regular basis. And again, like I said, he might think in his head this stuff really happened. But what does this buy him? Has he forgotten that we have the interweb? Has he forgotten that we have almost instantaneous information now flowing everywhere? He falsely claimed that he was involved in the civil rights movement as a kid. That's been disputed and debunked. Then he claimed he used to drive an 18-wheeler. Besides, he went on to say, I used to drive an 18-wheeler. And staffers in his campaign were like, whoa, wait a minute. He's never driven an 18-wheeler. The closest Joe Biden's ever gotten to driving an 18-wheeler was riding in a truck in 1973. Right? And there's zero evidence anywhere. There was a newspaper piece. They said that Biden's trucking experience is that he rode in a truck once for one night in 1973. He returned home by plane, though. He was trying to understand the trucker's plight when he was a senator. I think it was a ploy, but that doesn't matter here now. But he rode out with the trucker and came back by plane. Been in politics 48 years. What has he done? Can any of you actually lay out what he's done? And he didn't do it once. He's done this two or three times. It never stops with this man. Here's him on the White House lawn telling the same lie.
Workforce is getting older. Not that I am, but they are. I used to drive a truck. It's a long story. Anyway, it's getting hard. And I thought I was going to get to drive one of these suckers today.
Oh, no. Don't, no. Please don't. So the White House previously told a local news source that Joe Biden riding in a truck in 73 is the same thing as driving an 18-wheeler. Wow. Really? So me being in the 747, going from West Coast to East Coast, the same thing as me flying a plane, I guess. So can I put that on my resume? Anybody? Joe Biden, your host. Brad Dacus is going to join us tonight. Just in a few minutes. I'll go for a lot more coming up right after this.
Funny, because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. You know how I am. I would love to say that you've got to have something. You've got to do something in order to make a difference. And I know this guy does something on a regular basis. Brad Dacus joins me. He is the founder of Pacific Justice Institute. And Brad, always a pleasure to have you with me.
Yeah, great to be on the show. Thank you.
Hey, You, I mean, God bless you. You are traveling all over the place, and you're giving speeches. You're encouraging people to stand up and fight for what they believe to be truth. I really appreciate that in you. So before we get rolling, let's tell people what Pacific Justice Institute is, what it's about, and how they can get involved.
Oh, you bet. We at Pacific Justice Institute, we're a unique nonprofit legal ministry defending religious freedom, parents' rights, sanctity of human life, and we do it all without charge. And we got offices all across the country. In fact, I'm talking to you right now from Atlanta. We're going to be having a meeting with our Atlanta advisory board and attorney, and having just a great time planning about what we can be doing for the state of Georgia and having a real impact in Georgia. So we're really excited about that. But we do all our work without charge, and we're also unique in that we don't just cherry pick a few cases, but we work hard to make sure that everyone gets help, that no one's left on the side of the road. And that is a huge hallmark of Pacific Justice Institute, and that's why everyone should feel free to contact us whenever they have any issue dealing with religious freedom, parents' rights, the sanctity of life. And, of course, we greatly appreciate their financial support as a nonprofit ministry. They go to pji.org to get our case updates, keep us in their prayers, or support our work, and pji.org, pji.org.
Yeah, there's a lot to do, people. There's a lot for organizations like Brad's, especially Brad's, to be able to fight on our behalf, to be able to keep our liberties, be able to keep our freedoms, because they are being, you know, the left would tell you that no, it's not, everything's cool. Not true. It's just not true. And organizations like Brad's organization are there helping to fight alongside you. Now, Brad, you probably already know about this. Maybe you don't. I don't know. Big organization. Sometimes it's hard to keep track of every little thing. But somebody sent me, when they heard you were going to be on, they sent me something about removing a cross. California Christians fought back against the city who removed a cross that had been there for well over 50 years because some atheist group complained about it while they were driving through town one day. The city seized the land through eminent domain, and a court ordered the cross removed in 2023, citing complaints it was offensive and reminiscent of KKK. The cross is reminiscent of the KKK symbols? Okay, that's good. That's a new one by me. I haven't read that. Are you familiar with this one?
Yeah, oh yes, I am. In fact, I was interviewed by Fox as well, Fox News as well as Newsmax about this case, and we've had some really great coverage, Christian Post, et cetera, and around the country. It's a very important case because, you know, many times cross cases are dealing with a cross that's on public property, government land. This was on private property. And the city took it via eminent domain, not for what's required by the Constitution, which is a public purpose, like a road, a gas pipeline, or something like that. An elementary school. No, no. They removed it for one reason, because some people were offended by it. It was an eyesore. It was offensive. That is not a legitimate reason to go on private property and remove something that means a lot and is reflective of the beliefs and convictions of the property owner.
Yeah, now, it was privately held, correct? And then the city took it over via eminent domain.
Right, exactly. Right. In fact, what's ironic is, in 1971, the Lions Club, which has owned this property, they decided to donate the surrounding property to the city, and maintain it in contract with that donation, maintained that this private portion of the property would be respected pursuant to the cross being displayed. The city signed off on it, so it's even worse for the city, because they actually approved and said, yes, we will not object to this. We will not be, trying to stop it, in any way in the future. This cross is still on private property. And they put that as a condition for donating land around it, the area, to the city. So the city apparently is very unappreciative and decided to they're, you know, for bigotry, intolerant reasons, decided to, you know, to take down the cross.
Wow.
People need to understand something real significant about this, though, Craig. I mean, it's a real important joke.
Yeah,
sorry. I had another interview before, was scheduled before this one with a gentleman named Craig. Sorry about that. But anyway, as it turns out, if the city would be successful in removing a cross from private land, and just for the reason that they didn't like it, it was offensive, that same city could use that same rationale to remove an entire church from land by using the takings clause, the eminent domain. If that's all that's needed is for a city just not to like something, they could tear down every church they wanted. That's why that's just one reason why this is so important. Of course, it also violates the free exercise clause, the establishment clause, which protects churches against state hostility actions, free speech clause, breach of contract, and the Fifth Amendment takings clause. Other than that,
other than that, nothing here to see, right?
Right. So we've got a very strong case.
All right. I'm glad to hear that. I'm just amazed at all this. Sorry. I don't know if you heard yesterday the Trump case, but apparently having a toothache is enough to, kill proceedings so that a juror could get to a dentist. I kind of thought that's what the alternates were for. And so they cut the trial of Trump short yesterday. And today I didn't hear much about what went down at all there at the trial, but you know, the opening remarks yesterday, I thought it was really funny that on Fox News, who are not big supporters of Trump, we already know this, but they were going through, and I want to see if I got this right. You're the legal guy here. But the way I read it, or the way I was told about it was, so they took these state laws that the statute of limitations had run out on, and there's the sounder. When we come back, I want to lay this out in simple English, and then you can tell me where I'm wrong and why this case is even sitting in a courthouse. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more with Brad Dacus after the break. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You
USA News Update. Pro-Palestinian protests have gotten out of hand at universities across the country. At least 45 pro-Palestinian protesters arrested at Yale University. At NYU, over 150. Columbia University instituted remote classes for a day and then extended that hybrid learning model through the end of the semester. Former President Trump's hush money trial, pretty uneventful on day one, ending early for Passover. The first witness, David Pecker from the National Enquirer, did take the stand. He is set to take it again today. A judge has declared a mistrial in the criminal case against 75-year-old Arizona rancher George Allen Kelly, who's accused of fatally shooting a migrant on his property near the U.S.-Mexico border. Corey Myers, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, and truly be part of the conversation. All right, Brad Dinkins joins us, founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Always appreciate his time with us as well. And Brad, I was trying from a layman's term. I was trying to understand from what I've read on the New York case with Bragg. And by the way, you were right earlier. I mean, you're seeing Democrat scholars, legal scholars coming out and going, oh, my God, this is not the way to do this. This isn't right. None of this is right, and it needs to stop. And even when he tried to Bragg's attorney or representing the city couldn't even get it over the home line, so to speak. But let me see if I get this right. So you got some state laws that they were trying to charge him with, but the statute of limitations ran out on those laws. So
correct.
They go into pretzel mode and they twist and bend and they somehow try to turn these into federal laws. That Trump broke a federal law, right?
Yeah, they're alleging,
yes,
that he violated federal law.
These are the same laws the feds wouldn't take on, correct?
Right, and they're not even having this as a part of the prosecution. So they're just saying, yeah, he did this, and this is a felony. It's this with it's associated. Therefore, we're going to not have it be a misdemeanor, but treat it like as if it was a felony and avoid statute of limitations. It is a joke. It is a legal joke. And the district attorney, Bragg, I mean, he should be ashamed of himself. He's a laughingstock in from both conservative and liberal.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the liberals are making big time fun of him right now.
Yeah, so it's a real travesty, and as this thing goes on, they're not going to prevail. He may be quote unquote convicted, but everyone knows, first off, factually, it's illegitimate, but secondly, and irrefutably, it is legally, illegitimate, and we're going to see, play out as such when it's reversed on appeal. Unfortunately, such an appeal would not take place, or reversal would not take place probably until after the election. And this is the whole goal. This is just
election lawfare and at the expense of the integrity and trust of the American people and our system of government.
Yeah, but I think the American people see it. I think they're looking at this, and you know, like I said, you've got Dems that are coming against this big time, well-known, well-received, well-respected Democrats coming forward and going, no, no, this is not the way to nail this guy. This is not the way to do this. Right?
Right.
Yes.
Right,
so,
exactly.
Yeah.
They even see it as, oh, shoot, this is going to hurt us.
This is not good.
Many Americans. Yeah. I mean, if we were to reverse it and say this was a Republican versus, Democrat versus Republican and just switch the parties of everyone, I would be outraged if they were, doing this to someone from the other political party. If Republicans were doing this and it was, just an attempt to cause someone to lose the election and abusing the judicial process, I would be outraged. I would be talking about it, as I think many Republicans would too, because of our respect for the Constitution and our judicial system. And unfortunately, there are some many on the left who also see it for what it is. And in the long term, this could have a very serious breach of trust that is so critical for a nation's democratic republic to continue on.
Yeah, it's almost like they're all in competition with each other to see who can nail him first, no matter how they have to twist the law, lie about the law, or whatever they're going to do with the law. It's just it's amazing to me to watch this happen,
And what's also interesting is Bragg, this crooked, joke of a district attorney, prosecutor. What's interesting is he has a reputation of reducing sentences from felony to misdemeanor. That's
right.
All he does. So robbers, thieves, drug dealers, he reduced it down to a misdemeanor. So these people aren't going to spend time behind bars. But then you have, some issue about accounting and whether or not something was paid for the purpose, for election purposes or for personal family benefit purposes, to protect the family. It was done by the attorney, not even directly, even by Trump. How it was to be carried out. There's no factual basis for it, and yet instead of just treating it like it is, he tries to treat it as if there was some kind of felony involved, which he doesn't clearly articulate in the prosecution.
No, he didn't. Not at all.
No,
so, Brad, let me interrupt you.
It will be reversed.
Yeah.
It will
okay,
be reversed. I would bet my life on it. It will be reversed.
it'll just take a little time, but it'll be reversed. No, I just love this. One of the key witnesses, you're right, was Trump's prior lawyer, who has already been nailed for perjury in court, isn't he?
Yeah, exactly. So
how does he get any time on the stand?
Yeah, well, I assure you the defense that are going to be pointing this out. The other main witness they have also is someone with a very corrupt path of committing perjury, clear perjury. So, Bragg is really scraping the bottom for key witnesses that, don't even have anything really to go on. If anyone should be prosecuted, it should be Cohen, the attorney Cohen that Trump trusted, that worked for Trump. He has clearly breached his trust and his proper function as an attorney. That's why that he lost his license to practice law. But because of what a crooked, lying, deceiving man he is. He lost his license to practice law. And yet they're bringing him in as the star witness. No, this is the guy, if anyone should be prosecuted, it should be Cohen. This is a crook. And I'm not the only one saying this. I'm not the only attorney out there saying this. Like I say, Alan Dershowitz and many others, on the left, distinguished legal scholars, constitutional scholars, they're all virtually unanimous that this is a total joke of a trial, is totally illegitimate, and it's a breach of public trust, and the people of New York should be outraged and should be ashamed of themselves for not speaking up against it and calling for Bragg's immediate removal as soon as possible.
Yeah, I find all of this interesting. Again, all these DAs or AGs that are, you know, Soros-backed, Soros-funded, and you can see it. They're doing it right in your face when it comes to these and some of the laws and the things like that that they're going through. It's just amazing, you know? Anyway,
yeah.
Not to get my blood pressure up. Anyhow, so let's go on to the Jack Smith portion of the show. I didn't want to turn this into a whole thing about Trump, but the reality is his case is starting to fall apart too, is it not?
Oh, you're correct, and I really don't. I'm not shedding any tears for him. I'll tell you that he is. I will say his future practice. And in law as well, as I think his reputation is definitely going to be mired by, you know, what his whole fiasco and what he's been doing, and so I think that we're going to, in the end of the day, I don't think he's going to prevail. Part of his case, in fact, will may fall to pieces just by the Supreme Court, and its anticipated ruling regarding prosecution and. With January 6th and some of that watershed implications that could play out. So we'll see what happens. But yeah, he's scrambling and in his procedures he's taking it. I'll just say as an attorney, he's not a very competent attorney because of some of the maneuvers he's tried to make that were just.
Would you call him knee-jerk and amateurish?
Yeah, thank you. I'm trying to find a more professional way of saying it.
No, I said it. We're good.
Yeah, exactly. So he's his career isn't going up. His career is going down after this, along with Bragg. And so we'll see. We'll see how that plays out. But the good news is that truth, in the end, will win. It's just. Is it, you know, to what damage, how much damage is the non-truth going to be and before the election? And, I just wish we could actually expedite everything so we can get it all up to the Supreme Court on the issues of law. And that will truncate most, if not all, of, I believe, what's being alleged and brought against.
I think people are seeing it. He could be found guilty of all of these, and I think people would still vote him in because they're tired of all the garbage. Got to go for a break. So I'm seeing your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up for Brad Dacus when we return.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour Foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help.
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROJO, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, just get informed. And then step out there. Make sure you have a clue as to what's going on around you. And I really do appreciate the time that you have with us here, or have with me anyway. You got a live chat room, all kinds of things going on. Brad Dinkins joins us. He's founder of Pacific Justice Institute, filled with information. And we'll get back to more what PJI does in a few minutes. But Brad, you know, we were talking about Jack Smith's case and how it is falling apart. What I find interesting is that even Democrat scholars, right, people that wouldn't vote for Trump if he was the only one running, are coming up and saying, now, okay, look, Bragg, you know, Fawney and Jack Smith here, these are wrong. These cases are wrong. What they're doing is wrong. And you're going to see that happen. You're going to see more and more of this because they're rushing this stuff, and they really don't have a case. Jack's case is falling apart, and he's trying to blame it on the judge now.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. He's
He's really over his head. I'll be frank on this. He really is very much over his head. I think with his, I don't think he's really even competent much to bring it this kind of a trial, much less a trial that is not substantiated by fact or law. But you know, I think the problem is sometimes people, when they become, you know, district attorneys or prosecutors, what drives them is often not the same as what may drive someone else. So, you know, many of these people are driven by, strong convictions for justice, for striving to do what's right. I remember when I went to law school, I was thinking of being a prosecutor or a district attorney, and, you know, my goal was going to be to clean the streets and protect the innocent. But others are driven by other things, like their personal political ambitions, to get a notch in their belt, so to speak. And it's all about them, who cares about respect for the law, the Constitution, or even the future trust of the American government and American, prosecution. So, that unfortunately is the latter when it comes to, Smith. And this is, it's sad for America. And I'm just hoping we can learn from this, and turn it around. Right now, you know, we've heard that, business owners, developers and others are already saying, you know what, we're not going to Manhattan.
No.
We're not going to New York.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually affecting business because I've never seen this before, but they're saying we don't trust the judges of New York. And they could attack us. You know, maybe a CEO is donated to a conservative or a Republican candidate, and if they support a candidate that's running against someone from the party in power there in New York, the Democrats, you know, they could get nailed. They could be sued. They could have everything taken from them. And then by the time you take it all the way up on appeal, they could lose everything.
Right.
So that's the kind of tyranny that we're facing. And, I think the people in New York need to understand there's a price that they're going to pay, a deep price that they're going to pay, because of what's happening and their decision to elect these kind of people, absent the character and convictions and competency, I might add, that people in those positions should have.
Yeah, all this stuff is just amazing to me. Okay, now let's get to Fannie Willis. I mean, we're almost not hearing about that case. Is it dead stopped? Is it going to blow up? Help me with this.
Yeah, this is just moving on. You know, right now the issue is whether or not she should still be allowed to remain as district attorney. So that's being appealed. That's got its process to go through. That's going to take time. That trial will not be happening before the November election, which is sort of thwarting their whole purpose. That was their whole goal. If Trump wasn't running for office, mind you, this never would have happened.
Right.
None of these lawsuits would be happening right now.
Yeah.
And everyone knows it. It's a fact. Everyone knows it. So she's not going to she's not going to get her way. She may be used to getting her way, getting what she wants, but it's not going to pan out in terms of this situation. I think at the end of the day, now she may remain as district attorney. I don't know. She may remain. It's not easy to have her removed. I think the facts would support her to be removed. Her and the prosecutor should have been removed. Either way, that case is also a very, very weak case, and I'm expecting Trump to prevail on that, if not in trial, on appeal, then on appeal.
Oh, God. You know, I want to go back for a second. You know, the judges refused to allow Trump to go to his son's birthday, graduation, not birthday, I'm sorry, graduation. And I was saying, and it's funny because the Twitterverse lit up, but I said, you know what, he should go. He should go because of everything that's gone on, and let them put him in jail, and he will win in a landslide in all 50 states. You know, seriously.
Yeah.
Any way? I mean, seriously, that's crazy.
Well, yeah, this was another affair judge dealing with someone who has no risk of running away.
Right.
I don't think someone's going to run away when he's likely to be elected the next president of the United States, and everyone knows that. And that judge, who's totally
politically biased. His daughter is a political paid activist. I mean, he's even got arguably some personal benefit to this whole thing. I think he should have been removed. But no, I think that Trump would be very much in line, vindicated, if he wanted to go to his son's graduation, which is more significant than even just a birthday party. It's a very important time, and you know, the judge is punishing not just Trump, but it's his boy and it's his wife, in a very, very special time. Mind you, there was no difficulty of accommodating someone, you know, needing to go to the dentist, so much that they went and cut shortened the time of the prosecution. But if it comes to seeing your son's graduation, no, we're not going to allow that. We're going to start punishing you before we even have any pronouncement of guilt. Right. This judge also, I think he's going to go down and his career is headed south.
Oh, no question.
Not north.
It's like that. What's that little judge's name? Arogin or, but he did surprise me because he ruled against Letitia James on her not wanting to accept the bond. Did you catch that?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So.
And. But I think he would have had, if he had denied that, if he said no, we're not going to accept. No, you. What's the rational basis for that? That would make absolutely no sense at all, because the purpose of that is to ensure that someone's not going to leave the country and escape.
Right.
Once again, Trump is not going to leave the country.
Oh,
he's
no.
He's not going to, quote-unquote, escape.
He's fighting to the end.
He is a courageous warrior with thick skin. And I will tell you, if I were in his shoes, I could not endure the travesty that he's been having to go through. It's made me respect him more than ever before.
Yeah.
When I see his resolve and his convictions and people who, you know, want him convicted, irrespective of law, justice, they should be ashamed of themselves, because that injustice will be embedded in our court system for generations to come and impacting them and their children and our children's children.
But, Brad,
something that will definitely,
we're seeing more and more. Look at Washington now. Is it Washington, Oregon, where you don't have to pass the bar exam to be able to practice law? And, you know, in about a minute's time, will you tell me what real effect does that have? I mean, what does the bar do? You've already graduated. You already know you should know the law, I would imagine. What's the big deal with either passing the bar or not passing the bar?
What's the big deal with passing versus not passing?
Right. In other words, they're saying you don't even have to take, you don't have to be, I guess, certified by the bar in Washington anymore. You just go through law school and you graduate and you're able to practice law after that.
Yeah. And the real problem with that is the bar exam was a neutral, objective test to make sure that people, irrespective of their background, whether they went to law school, to make sure that they know what they need to know to be competent to practice law. After all, people are relying on lawyers. People don't know, what the law is. So there should be at least an assurance that every attorney has met this objective, non-biased, non-prejudice test.
Got it.
To know competency. But Washington State doesn't have that. This is just a cheap attempt to get people to be, quote, lawyers who otherwise would not. The reason they're getting rid of it is because there's people that they know they want to be lawyers that are not competent to pass the bar. Otherwise, this wouldn't be an issue. So, and there are political reasons, and they're woke and CRT and these kind of motivations. There's a price that's going to be paid by the people of Washington State when you have incompetency and people who lack the true academic credibility.
You're out of time, Brad. So we'll have to extend your time next time. PJI.org. You'll find Brad at PJI, Pacific Justice Institute. God bless, Brad, for what you're doing. Have a good time there and knock them dead, as they say, I guess, to the world. Joe Bettini, your host.
Okay.
Don't go far. A lot more coming up with me after the break. And we're just going to talk about Biden and all his wonderful missteps this week. So be right back.